Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I'm Michelle Obama. Yeah. And who are you?
I'm Malia.
And Malia, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'm turning 15.
Big time. Yeah. Ooh, 14, turning big time. And you are?
I'm Sasha.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, so that's us. Oh, and this is Bo, and he is four. He's four. Hi, Bo. You take a picture of Bo. Okay, so Malia and Sasha are gonna start out. They're gonna share a read. Would you introduce your book and go for it?
Yes, this is Brown Bear, Brown Bear, What Do You See? By Bill Martin Jr., illustrated by Eric Carl. Okay, here we go. Is everybody ready? Okay. Brown Bear, Brown Bear, what do you see?
I see a red bird looking at me.
Red bird, red bird, what do you see?
I see a yellow duck looking at me.
Yellow duck, what do you see?
I see a blue horse looking at me.
Blue horse, what do you see?
I see a green frog looking at me.
There's a theme going on here.
There is. Nice observation. green frog, what do you see?
I see a purple cat looking at me.
Purple cat, what do you see?
I see a white dog looking at me.
White dog, what do you see?
I see a black sheep looking at me.
We're being drowned out by the concert. Okay.
You could just do it to the beat.
Okay, black sheep, what do you see?
I see a goldfish looking at me.
Goldfish, what do you see?
I see a teacher looking at me.
Oh, sorry, I don't want to skip a page, don't want to give it away.
Don't skip a page. No. The suspense is killing us. Here we go.
Who's
okay,
next? I got it. Oh,
teacher. It's a giant teacher.
Teacher, what do you see?
I see children looking at me.
Bo, you getting excited for
it's
the ending?
It's the teacher. Bo's like, I didn't see the teacher.
Children, what do you see?
We see a brown bear, a red bird, a yellow duck, a blue horse, a green frog, a purple cat, a white dog, a black sheep, a goldfish, and a teacher looking at us. That's what we see.
All right.
The end.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, thank
well
you.
Done. What did you think of that, Bo?
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Yeah.
And speak. Good job. He approved. Okay, here, you take the lead. Make sure he doesn't see. He's looking to sit on my lap, right. And he's muddy.
Good luck.
And I have on white pants.
Good luck popping that one.
Don't look over here. Bo sits on my lap, and he's looking like he's trying to sit on there. Okay, so this one is called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Have you guys heard this? All right, we didn't read this one.
The movie is the best.
There's a movie?
There is a movie.
All right, well, we didn't read this growing up, so this was kind of a new one for me. So, all right, you guys want to help out if you find some?
No, I'm going to listen.
All right, take it all in. We were all sitting around the big kitchen table. It was Saturday morning, pancake morning. Mom was squeezing orange juice. Henry and I were betting on how many pancakes we each could eat, and Grandpa was doing the flipping. They're having pancakes. Seconds later, something flew through the air, headed toward the kitchen ceiling, and landed right on Henry. After we realized that the flying object was only a pancake, we all laughed, even Grandpa. Breakfast continued quite uneventfully. All the other pancakes landed in the pan, and all of them were eaten, even the one that landed on Henry. How many people like pancakes? Woo! Yeah, we got pancake. What about you two?
I'm more of a waffle.
Oh, how contrary. This is what happens when you turn 15. I like waffles. That night, touched off by the pancake incident at breakfast, Grandpa told us the best tall tale bedtime story he'd ever told. Across an ocean, over lots of huge bumpy mountains, across three hot deserts and one smaller ocean, there lay the tiny town of Chew and Swallow. Yeah, nice name. Chew and Swallow. The town of Chew and Swallow. What do you think they do in Chew and Swallow? It's a possibility. Let's find out. In most ways, it was very much like any other tiny town. It had a main street lined with stores, houses, and with trees and gardens around them, a schoolhouse, about 300 people, and some assorted cats and dogs. But there were no food stores in the town of Chew and Swallow. They didn't need any. The sky supplied all the food they could possibly want. The sky! The only thing that was really different about Chew and Swallow was its weather. It came 3 times a day, at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything that everyone ate came from where?
The sky.
The sky. Whatever the weather served, that's what they ate. But it never rained rain, it never snowed snow, and it never blew just wind. It rained things like soup and juice. It snowed mashed potatoes and green peas, and sometimes the wind blew in storms of hamburgers. How's that sound? A hamburger storm. It's very nice. Scrumptious. The people could watch the weather report on television in the morning, and they would even hear a prediction for the next day's food. When the townspeople went outside, they carried their plates, cups, glasses, forks, spoons, knives, and napkins with them. That way, they would always be prepared for any kind of weather. If there were leftovers, and there usually were, the people took them home and put them in the refrigerator in case they got hungry between meals. Look at all that food coming down from the sky. All right, if anything came down from the sky, what would you want it to be? Shout it out. Ice cream. How predictable. What about peas? All right, we've got some pea takers. The menu varied. By the morning, they woke up, by the time they woke up in the morning, breakfast was coming down. After a brief shower of orange juice, low clouds of sunny side up eggs moved in, followed by pieces of toast. Butter and jelly sprinkled down for the toast, and most of the time it rained milk afterwards. For lunch one day, Frankfurters, already in their rolls, blew in from the northwest at about 5 miles an hour. There were mustard clouds nearby, then the wind shifted to the east and brought in baked beans. A drizzle of soda finished off the meal. Ah, hot dog, beans and Franks, coming down from the sky, beans and Franks. What do you think?
That sounds delicious.
Sounds good. Dinner one night consisted of lamb chops, becoming heavy at times with occasional ketchup. Periods of peas and baked potatoes were followed by gradual clearing with a wonderful jello setting in the west. The sanitation department, because like if it's raining all this food, what did the town look like? A food junk. It's a food junk. The sanitation department of Chew and Swallow had a rather unusual job for a sanitation department. It had to remove the food that fell on the houses and sidewalks and lawns. The workers cleaned things up after every meal and fed all the dogs and cats. Then they emptied some of it into the surrounding oceans for the fish and turtles and whales to eat. The rest of the food was put back into the earth so that the soil would be richer for the people's flowers to grow. So that's what they did. Does that sound like a good plan? Well, let's find out. Life for the townspeople was delicious until the weather took a turn for the worse. What do you think happened? One day, there was nothing but gorgonzola cheese all day long. The next day, there was only broccoli all overcooked. And the next day, there were Brussels sprouts and peanut butter with mayonnaise. Another day, there was a pea soup fog. No one could see where they were going, and they could barely find the rest of their meal that got stuck in the fog. The food was getting larger and larger. And so were the portions. The people were getting frightened. Violent storms blew up frequently. Awful things were happening. One Tuesday, there was a hurricane of bread and rolls all day long and into the night. There were soft rolls and hard rolls, some with seeds and some without. There was white bread and rye and whole wheat toast. Sasha said, sounds good, huh? Most of it was larger than they had ever seen bread and rolls before. Yeah, you guys don't have to go yet. It was a terrible day. Everybody had to stay indoors. Roofs were damaged, and the sanitation department was beside itself. The mess took the workers 4 days to clean up, and the sea was full of floating rolls. To help people out, the people piled up as much bread as they could in their backyards, and the birds picked at it a bit, but it just stayed there and got staler and staler. This sounds horrible. There was a storm of pancakes one morning and a downpour of maple syrup that nearly flooded the town. A huge pancake covered the school. No one could get in because of its weight. So they had to close the school. That's horrible. No school. That would be horrible. Lunch one day brought 15-inch drifts of cream cheese and jelly sandwiches. Everyone ate themselves sick. And the day ended with a stomach ache. There was an awful salt and pepper wind accompanied by an even worse tomato tornado. People were sneezing themselves silly and running to avoid the tomatoes. The town was a mess. There were seeds and pulp everywhere. It was a disaster. The sanitation department gave up. The job was too big. Everyone feared for their lives. They couldn't go outside most of the time. Many of the houses had been badly damaged by giant meatballs. Stores were boarded up and there were no more school for the children. So a decision was made to abandon the town of Chew and Swallow. It was a matter of survival. The people glued together the giant pieces of stale bread sandwich style with peanut butter. They were making boats out of the food and took the absolute necessities with them and set sail on their rafts for a new land. After being afloat for a week, they finally reached a small coastal town which welcomed them. The bread had held up surprisingly well enough for them to build temporary houses for themselves out of it. This is a pretty elaborate story. The children began school again, and the adults all tried to find places for themselves in the new land. The biggest change they had to make was getting used to buying food at a supermarket. They found it odd that the food was kept on shelves, packaged in boxes, cans, and bottles. Meat that had to be cooked was kept in large refrigerators. Nothing came down from the sky except rain and snow. The clouds above their heads were not made of fried eggs. No one ever got hit by a hamburger again, and nobody dared to go back to Chew and Swallow to find out what had happened to it. They were too afraid. Henry and I were awake until the very end of Grandpa's story. I remember his goodnight's kiss. The next morning, we woke up to see snow falling outside our window. We ran downstairs for breakfast and ate it a little faster than usual so we could go sledding with Grandpa. And it's funny, but even as we were sliding down the hill, we thought we saw a giant pat of butter at the top, and we could almost smell mashed potatoes. The end. Yay! You guys were such good listeners. So what's the moral of that story? Because I'm not sure I know. Can someone help me out here? You two have good ideas. What? Does anyone know the moral of that story? What? You got some ideas?
Well, I heard food.
Food, that's the moral of the story. That could be a moral. Let's just say it's eat your vegetables. How about that? That's the moral of the story. Eat your vegetables. You guys, thank you. Thanks for coming. All right, have fun.
Bye.
Bye, guys. You guys were very good listeners. This was fun. We'll see you later.